So how can we, while practicing bhakti, differentiate between the emotions that have come from the modes and the emotions that have come from our spiritual practice? Where the emotions come from is not as important as where the emotions take us. If we just become too much analytical, where are these emotions coming from? Say for example, in a class, somebody makes a joke. And I start thinking, am I laughing for my pleasure or Krishna's pleasure?
We don't have to do that.
So as long as it is within the context of Krishna Bhakti, that's perfectly fine. So rather than worrying where this emotion has come from, if we need to trace, we can trace. But our focus should be, where is this emotion taking me? So, now if sometimes I come to take darshan of Krishna, I feel so good in my heart. I feel so sweet. I feel so blissful. Now, is this sahajayik? Is it like sentimentality or is it authentic spirituality? Now, what do I do after that? Now, do I tell the world, I was so ecstatic, now I have become a pure devotee? No. Rather, instead, if we focus on, Krishna is so kind, bhakti is so sweet, let me dedicate myself to serving Krishna. Then that emotion has energized us, stimulated us to follow more diligently the process that will take us to Krishna. So that is in phalena parijaya, in terms of fruit, it is favorable. So if Krishna comes in our dream, now can Krishna come in our dream? Who are we to stop Krishna from coming in our dream if he wants to, isn't it? Krishna can come in our dream, that's wonderful. If he has come, now is it just, we are imagining something or Krishna has really come in the dream? And the important thing is not whether Krishna comes in our dream or not. The important thing is, after we wake up, what we do? Isn't it? After I wake up, I just tell the whole world, Krishna came in my dream. That means I am a pure devotee. Offer obeisances now. If I am doing like that, then that is simply increasing my ego. But if I think Krishna is so kind, he came in my dream, I should become more devoted to Krishna. If whatever spiritual experiences whatever emotional experiences we get, if they inspire us to follow the process more diligently, then we should see that as favorable to bhakti and we can accept those emotions. But if those emotions make us think that now I have become so advanced that I don't need to follow the process, for the new neophyte devotees, they need to chant Hare Krishna. Now Krishna is coming in my dream, I have transcended all this now. Then that is unfavorable. So basically, without worrying too much about where the emotions are coming from, we can focus on where the emotions are taking us. Okay? Thank you. Yes, ma'am.